Belinda presents this unabridged recording of Do I Need to See a Therapist? How to Understand Your Emotions and Make Therapy Work for You. Written and read by Donna Maria Bottomley. I am often a last resort for my clients. Someone they'd rather not see. In a place they don't really wish to be. Sometimes they mention it, sometimes not. But it's in the words they use and the way they position themselves. The assumption that they should know how to sort things out on their own rather than be here with me. Why can't I stop it? Why does it upset me so much? Why can't I just forget about it? They tell me how they've been distracting themselves from their it by running, dieting, drinking, smoking, or generally keeping so busy that the it cannot take over. The it has become their shadow ghoul, and the fear of it is very real. They may have tried self-help books or mindfulness apps, which may or may not have helped. When you're trying to avoid your it, you don't really want to give it space by doing mindfulness. But I am usually one of the options at the end of the list. The reason I am a last resort is sometimes thrown into the air in frustration during our initial meeting. I feel stupid, why can't I sort this out myself? Or is whispered as a question. Does this mean I'm going mad? In this chapter, I want to explore this fear of therapy and of getting upset. Why do we delay getting help? And why are we so afraid of getting upset? What do we think it means about us if we see a therapist? I use the word we because from my practice, I know that therapists and doctors, along with other people in responsible positions, are not immune to this difficulty in seeing a therapist. We can often feel that we should be able to sort things out for ourselves without needing help, and we worry about being considered unfit to practice if we do seek help. Why do we delay getting help? Procrastination. We all put things off sometimes, especially when there is uncertainty, but we can often procrastinate without realising that we are doing so. I will book an appointment with my GP when it becomes apparent that I need to. But if I need to call the local garage to book my car in, I will rarely do it straight away. I don't want to be without my car, and I feel hesitant and awkward when I'm with mechanics, like I'm out of my depth and could be judged as foolish or silly. So I delay. This delaying behaviour is procrastination. Whenever we are unsure, uncertain or uneasy about something, we will usually distract ourselves, either knowingly or unknowingly. We can then get stuck in a cycle of avoidance where the need to procrastinate will be reinforced. There has been some research showing that the brain gets a hit of dopamine, the reward chemical, when we put something off. This would indicate that trying to stop procrastinating is like trying to stop a bad habit and can be just as difficult.